Yeah, so welcome to the Patreon.
The Patreon.
The very first one. McCoy was slagging me the other day because I dropped it as a Patreon.
Patreon!
I've heard some American comics say that. It's like, over to Patreon. So I've obviously got it wrong.
Absolutely emulate Americans at every given opportunity you get. That is the key to success.
Is it?
Is it?
Emulate them. Ape them, I would say.
Ape them. Whatever you think yourself, son.
Make fun of them. But so yeah, so we asked people for if they had any questions about the panel season. Now, to be fair, we did it with about 12 minutes notice. So
100%.
That's okay.
I'm trying to think of frequently asked questions.
For what we do?
Yeah.
What's the most fucking annoying thing you keep getting asked when we do shows?
How do you find out about it? Because they're always sold. Anytime I'm looking tickets, they're always, I can never get them.
But do they follow you on the socials?
Do you know what? They follow me whenever ridiculous things happen. but they don't, well, they hoover up pointless information.
Okay.
You don't do chips, McCoy, do you? No, I don't.
Is that still a thing?
No. The most recent thing is the money that I found. Did you see that one?
I did. Popular.
If I had £1 for every time someone said to me, did you ever get that money sorted, McCoy? I would have the amount of money that I found, which was quite a lot. I found money on the street. Do you know, like, you know what I'm getting at there?
Yes.
Right. There's this thing on, like, you know, near buy and sell, where someone will be like, guys, I found a large sum of money outside Super Value, and I have taken it home and I have locked it away, and I will keep it forever until someone comes looking for it, because I just wouldn't do that. I wouldn't be that type of person that would put it in my pocket, right? And then there's a load of comments, people going like, oh, you're such a good soul.
Virtue signaling.
It's good to see that there's still decent people left in the world and not just foreigners, right? Things like that, right? And there's an absolute spate of these.
Okay.
Going on the last while. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, I don't even know why I'm still on Facebook. And I'm like, that's bullshit. There's no way that people are losing money all the time.
Is this the new hospital check-in?
100%.
Oh, like, fuck you bastards.
Some fucker is sitting at home going, feel my mental health's annoying me. I feel like I need a wee self-esteem boost. I'll create a fictional money find.
Is this influencers recording themselves crying? This is what this is.
You're such a good soul. Yeah, I am a good soul. I am a fucking good soul. I'm a fucking good soul. But anyway, so I thought this was fictional until I was walking down Hill Street and there was literally like a little crystal maze.
A 20.
Of £20 notes. And I was like,
only the gold, not the silver. Right? Only the gold.
I got down on that ground at 1,000 miles an hour by I belayed my frame. And I absolutely Tom Daly'd onto that footpath and was like, wah, 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 wah. And some lad come along and he had obviously seen it at the same time as me. And he was like, Jesus. And I was like, step back. I have it handled. Step back. And got the money and did a Facebook video and was like, I just found all this money and I'm going to give it over to Jack Murphy Jewelers. Name drop.
The main thing I heard there was that you'll do burpees for money.
I absolutely will do burpees for money. Do burpees in your ma.
That made no sense.
It makes sense to me. And it'll make sense to her too, kid.
Alright.
So we found the money and nobody's claimed it so far. I'm not going to give out the amount because...
Absolutely, what a fucking disaster idea that'd be.
Yeah, nobody's claimed it. But, so the point of that was people have just been roaring at me in the street.
Who's got the money?
Did you find my wallet, McCoy? Like, no, it didn't. Watch the video.
You basically made a rod for your own back. Is that what you're saying here? I've made this to try and be helpful, and it's now become...
It wasn't even help. It was just the fact that I'd been talking about this concept with a friend of mine, and I was like, they can't be that much of that going on.
And Kiarma was like, I'll sort this fucker out.
And then, who, I manifested...
That works.
Clearly.
Did you put it in your gratitude journal?
I should have put it in my pocket, to be quite honest. You know? It's a lot of money.
We could have had fancier microphones. We could have had fancier microphones.
Yeah, we could have like ones.
We'll work on those. Well, look, hey, I mean, if you're watching this, ladies and gentlemen, you are probably in behind the paywall, so that's what we're going to use that money for. This will be the slow build of
behind
things
the paywall.
We get. Yeah, that's what they call now when you try to read like free news articles.
Yeah,
and it's
no,
like,
I know
oh,
that.
They're trying to charge
it sounds,
me money.
It sounds awful. It sounds prohibitive and restrictive.
That's the point.
Fair enough.
Okay, because the idea
So, segue, what does being behind the paywall get you, Darren?
Well, I came up with the idea that we would potentially have more than one tier.
Yes.
Yes, one of the tiers being that you get the free episode.
Yes.
And the second tier being, for that little sweetener, you will get the exclusive ticket links, because when we put big shows on now,
yes,
they sell out in an hour.
Yes.
Which is cool.
Less than an hour.
Less than an hour. Owes me a tenner. So when that happens, this will be the place to... they will be hidden, and the fans will get them first. Yeah. This is our localised version of, you know, O2 Rewards, or if you've got a fucking Nectar card, you can go see AC/DC quicker card than anybody else.
Oh,
you know?
My God, I saw this 2004 again.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's still a thing.
Got an upload of gear with a Nectar card. Hi, 2004.
Yeah, showing people what a success you are.
Listen to Liberty X. I'm at Liberty X.
The dance impression wasn't bad. Where were they?
In the bank.
At the tail end of the career? Or were they getting on?
No.
Doing well?
No. Nearly in Warren District Council at that time, had them, there was some sort of Halloween concert on. So it was a 40-foot outside the town hall.
Back of a trailer.
As was the style of the time. And Liberty X performed. Do you know what? It was unbelievable, because they came into the bank and we had a platter of sandwiches full
and
of
all the leather stuff.
No, I think just common garden jeans, denim wear. So these stunning girls landed in, right? And the fellas that were in Liberty X, and they had platter sandwiches, and they had tea and coffee and all, and everybody was just like running around being like, oh my God, it's Liberty X. And then got a photograph taken. So I got my photograph taken with the three girls from Liberty X, who were all fucking about 6 foot tall, and there's me dressed like a fat do you remember the wee toddler there was in there was an advert for triple velvet toilet roll, and there was this like wee fat toddler dressed in a suit, and he was watering a plant. Remember that? No. Class. Anyway,
did you look like Baby Boss? Is that what you're
did I? Yeah. Pretty much. I was like, I get my photograph taken with you.
You should put that photo on like an online dating profile and be like, guess which one's me. Just you and the fucking Amazons, like.
Why you want to cut me? Like, why do you want to cut me?
Because you were doing it yourself, and I thought I'd join in.
Dude, I looked like a young Fergal McCormick.
Okay.
From FPM Accountancy, name drop. That's not the point. The point is, whenever I dismounted from the photograph, and I went over to the bar, there's this guy standing there. And he was like, how's it going? And I was like, well, what's crack? And he was like, yeah, well, and I was like, and I actually said to him, who are you? And he's like, I'm in the band too. There was an Irish guy in the band. I'm in the band too. I was like, oh, aye, right enough, aye.
Were they not just a sexed up steps?
Do you know what? I'll not have it said. I enjoyed Liberty X were very good.
How many albums did they have? Didn't enjoy them that much, did you? That was the wanker version of name three songs when you see somebody with a bad t-shirt on.
Yeah, no. I could name a good few of their songs, actually.
Did you bad? Well, that's one for the Google later on. How many albums did Liberty X have?
I think they probably had two. They definitely had one called Thinking It Over.
Right. You release the big album, you release the next one, and then the record label drops you immediately.
Liberty X, please.
You started.
100% did. That's not the point.
Absolutely. So the idea was that... What are we given?
Yeah.
The paywall idea will be... first tier will be this extra episode, which we will have questions for the next time. We'll be better prepared. And then the second tier will be when we release gigs. That's the first place you get it. You will probably get them before anybody
else. I'm going to talk to Darren about this, because I feel this is overcomplicated.
So you want to just do one tier then?
Avril Lavigne. What?
You want to just do one tier then?
I think we need to work out the fineries, and there'll also be merch. I love merchandise.
Yes.
I love it. The wee badges and all. Mm-hmm. Love it. Do you have any merchandise for the town hall gig this time? No. Because I forgot.
Did you say you were gonna? Yes.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
I'm waiting on a pure Neri stamp.
How dare you catch me out on this, you bastard.
Fuck you. I have a stamp coming that says pure Neri on it.
Is it here yet?
No, it's not here. If it doesn't come tomorrow, we're fucked.
Well, I'm in the door.
It'll be a Staedtler marker.
Everyone's getting an X on their hand like they're not drinking at a gig. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah. So we'll do that. I think a bit of merch and stuff like that, because there actually is a Panic Station website.
Cool.
Yes, .com. ThePanicStation.com.
and that'll all be set up and linked to all of this.
So you'll be able, whenever you land there, you'll be able to get information on gigs in terms of dates, times and stuff like that, venues, and then there'll also be a link to the podcast, link to the socials, your socials, blah, 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 blah. And there will be merch. There's also going to be Nuri-specific merch.
Pure Nuri, hashtag.
Pure Nuri. For example, say you're living in Australia and you come from Barcroft and you have a...
Well done, for start.
Well done.
If you're from Barcroft but you've made it to Australia.
And you have a lingering desire to have a fridge magnet that says Barcroft Park on it. We've got you covered.
Okay.
Or if you're from Fathom Park, which is also now called Quayside Close, I believe. There could be a tea towel.
Make it a rebrand.
There could be a tea. Yeah, it did, didn't it?
Yeah, never mind people from Barcroft in Australia. Americans is your target audience, man. Yes, you will absolutely. Too. My granddaddy was from Mournview.
Yeah.
I hear it's gorgeous. I'm like, all right.
I can't wait to go to Mournview.
Yeah.
I hear you get a view of the Mourns from there.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you don't. You get a view of the wind.
Some fucking Aussie. Be like, yeah. Yeah, my great-great-granddad was from Mullaghbawn. He came here free on a ship. He styled some sheep.
Yeah. Oh. I love Australians. Australians are so happy all the time. Have you ever sang The Fields of Athenry in an Australian accent?
I worked in an Irish bar in Australia and I hope to never hear that song again because every fucking musician would play it and there'd be four sets a night. So
it's hilarious.
The Fields of Athenry?
Sung in an Australian accent. Because
they'll say Athenry.
Lie, lie. No. It's just funny.
Their national anthem's bad enough. They have the word girt in it. Do you know what that means?
Girt.
Mm. You know what that means?
No.
Surrounded by. One of the lines is, our home is girt by sea. Because it's
G-I-R-T.
An G-U-R-T.
Girt.
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 Not to be confused with yurt, which is what people from Limerick say.
Or blurt.
Definitely don't confuse it with that. Some yurtner.
Jesus. Yeah. Girt.
Yeah. No, wait, a yurt's a fucking tent, isn't it? It's like Mongolian people live in.
Fuck me.
You're learning. You're learning.
Am I?
This is educational.
It's white noise is what it is. Right. So that's the right. So the Patreon. Also, we're going to talk about guests as well.
Yes.
And I'm gonna say probably at some stage there's gonna be a time inevitably when Darren won't be here. Darren's dying. No. Anyway.
I was going to say, you fucking something I don't.
No. Anyway.
If anything happens to me, she's had me killed. If anything.
So. There could be a time whenever I am here on my Jack Todd, perhaps with a guest, and that might be a point where I stray into talking about therapy and things like that.
You'll have to learn how to use that camera then too.
100%. That's all right. I'm okay. I'm not a technophobe. And there could be times whenever it's just Darren on his own. Whenever I'm, I don't know, having an anxiety attack.
Yes.
And I'm lying in bed in Camilla eating giant watsits and crying.
I was going to say, when you've taken all the Patreon money and you're lying on the island of Lesbos, being like, so this is where the name comes from. Nice.
It's too hot today.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Fucking pretty much.
Fanning myself with a pair of fucking wags.
So you'll get a mix of everything. Hopefully the main podcast will be you and I, and then we'll set up all the extra bits and bobs.
Yeah.
We are, as with everything we do, absolutely making up as we go along, flying by the seat of our pants, and not really sure what the fuck's happening.
Do you know what? There's a certain comfort in winging it.
I mean, for you. That's the bit I panic about. You panic on a daily basis. I only when dealing with things go, and then I get
so you not be in a constant state of panic?
Not constant, no. Fight or flight all the time. Exhausting.
Stimulating. But it is exhausting. And that is something that I am passionate about in terms of...
Being exhausted?
No. In terms of...
Our producer's a new dad. He knows all about it. Man's fucking wrecked.
No, true. I have no sympathy for breeders yet. None. But obviously because I, in my other incarnation as a therapist, I am very encouraging of people to soothe their inner turmoil, and that will in turn help with the likes of anxiety and things like that. But we also need anxiety. I absolutely need it. Without it, stuff like this wouldn't happen. Stuff like the town hall wouldn't happen.
You'd be very boring, wouldn't you?
I would be very boring.
I think we'll do that as well. I was going to say we could do a podcast where I'll just do a therapy session with you, but that's just my set, so that's no good.
Darn. If I did a therapy session with you, you would be naked. You would end up naked. You'd be in the fetal position. You'd be crying. You'd be sucking your thumb. And you'd be like, why have you done this to me, Leanne? Why have you opened my soul?
McCooey, that's a hangover. That's what you've described there.
First.
Oh.
Because there was a girl that used to come to the hatch, right? And I've known her for a good while, right? And whatever. And chat. And because I am actually a nice person.
Just not to me.
No. If I sense, right, that somebody maybe isn't, in, you know, they're a wee bit off or whatever, I would have said to them, are you okay? You all right? You know, and then they'll say, yeah, I'm grand. Or they'll be like, you know, no, I'm not really, you know. And you know, there'd be a wee bit of chat, whatever. Just reach out, because it is important. It is important to, if you notice these things, to say something sensitively and blah, blah, blah. Nice person. I just hate it really well, right? But I hadn't seen this girl for a long time, right? I hadn't seen her for ages. And she finally re-emerged. And I was like, well, what's the crack? I said, fun, I haven't seen you in ages. She was like, I was going through a really tough time there. She says, and to be honest, she says, whenever you ask me if I'm okay, you stir into my soul. She said, and I couldn't take it. I wasn't in the place for it.
Are you one of the X-Men?
Yeah. I think I am. So I was like, really? She was like, no, not in a bad way. She says, I just knew if you asked me if I was okay, I would just crumble and I'd need a hug or something. And I was like, all right.
Okay, well, with that in mind, before we sign off, what are the socials for your other aspect? Because we're not all just the panic station.
I'm Be Heard Therapy.
Be Heard Therapy.
Be Heard Therapy. The point being, and we're actually in my therapy room, which is doubling as a podcast hub.
It is quite calming.
It is quite calming, actually,
it's
isn't
nice.
It?
It's a good place to record.
It is nice. It's nice and discreet. It's nice and quiet. And it's a nice wee space.
So you have that. I mean, obviously people will probably know this if they're on this, but what's the main socials? Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. Instagram. Facebook. Facebook is Facebook, but yeah, Instagram.
And that's under McCooey?
What?
What's your socials?
For what?
For the panic station.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's McCooey's Nuri. McCooey Nuri. I think I dropped the McCooey's because McCooey's was a bit of a business that now does not exist.
There's only one, yeah. So McCooey Nuri, and that's the same on your Twitter as well. For if anybody's over 35, still
McCooey
uses
comedy.
It.
Comedy. I don't know. Just to win McCooey.
You'll find you somewhere.
You get me somewhere.
See, that or the shop on the road. So you'll be finding somewhere. That's
yeah.
Mine's Darren Matthews Comedian. Try and keep it as fucking easy as possible. Yeah, thanks for... Oh, I mean, if you're watching this, you've fucking paid for it, you mad bastards. My apologies. Yeah. Talking about Liberty X for 25 minutes.
I was thinking about Liberty X the last 25 years. Approx. And if anybody has any ideas, anything that you want or anything you don't want, shoot those DMs in to us. Any merch ideas, give us a shout. Because there is going to be... I'm giving away some sort of small free merch.
Nice.
As part of your sign up.
Okay,
so we're going to do that, but obviously, as all these things that are completely disorganized, they take time.
And if you want to completely mentally torture McCooey, ask her to make you a playlist about a specific subject and she will agonize over it for days, so get on that.
That is true, actually. Yeah. I think there might actually be a panic station playlist. There's a town hall playlist.
Have you got a town hall playlist for
yeah,
tomorrow?
Yeah, town hall background,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, folks, if you've seen this, hopefully you will have been at the town hall or one of our shows in the Oliver, which has just passed. We've got a lot of stuff coming up. Keep checking back. Get your friends signed up. We will organise the ticket links for the next couple of shows. And hopefully in the next episode, we will reveal our next big...
Thing.
The next big thing. Yeah, I've been Darren Matthews. Thanks very much.
I've been disinterested.